From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. People around the world welcome the new year, 2016, with hopes for improved economic conditions and much less violence. Despite warnings about possible terrorist plots that caused heightened security precautions in many population centers, New Year celebrations almost everywhere were happy and untroubled. In Munich, trains ran on time Friday. Police in southern Germany lifted a terrorism alert in the city Friday, hours after evacuating two train stations to prevent a feared New Year's Eve suicide attack by extremists from the Islamic State group. Nearly a million people crowded into New York's Times Square Thursday night to celebrate the arrival of the new year. Security was tight in the iconic New Year's celebration site, where city officials said 6,000 uniformed undercover and mounted police were dispatched. Some police officers were equipped with rifles or radiation detectors and bomb-sniffing dogs. Meanwhile, authorities in upstate New York arrested a 25-year-old man earlier this week on charges of planning to attack a restaurant on New Year's Eve in the name of the Islamic State. Heavy white smoke poured from a luxury hotel in downtown Dubai Friday, hours after it was engulfed in massive flames. It provided dramatic scenes as New Year's Eve revelers looked on. The blaze appeared to be extinguished, but several fire trucks remained on the scene and dozens of people gathered nearby to take pictures of the 63-floor building, which suffered major damage to its facade. Please look at our website at VOA News. This is VOA News. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a bomb blast that rocked the Afghan capital, Kabul, on Friday. The explosion went off on Friday evening in a central residential area of the city where many guest houses are located. The neighborhood is also home to many Afghan officials. Spokesman for the Interior Ministry, Sadiq Siddiqui, says security forces are at the site of the explosion and the police are investigating. A brief statement sent to VOA in Islamabad by Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid claimed it was a suicide attack on a foreign restaurant. The statement said Taliban bombers inflicted heavy casualties but did not give a number of attackers involved. Israeli media say one person was killed and at least three were wounded when a gunman opened fire on a busy street in Tel Aviv Friday. The identity of the gunman and the motive for the shooting remain unclear. The shooting comes amid more than 3 months of almost daily Palestinian knife and other attacks on Israeli civilians and soldiers. Nearly 130 Palestinians and 20 Israelis have been killed in the violence. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke in his weekly address about his frustration with the unfinished business to control the country's epidemic of gun violence. Obama said 3 years ago a bipartisan common sense bill would have required background checks for virtually everyone who buys a gun, a measure supported by some 90% of the American people. He said it was also supported by a majority of the National Rifle Association members, but then the gun lobby mobilized against it and the Senate blocked it. The U.S. leader said he's directed his staff to look into any new actions he can take to help reduce gun violence and said he's meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch on Monday to discuss options. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un used his New Year's Day address Friday to focus primarily on the importance of economic development, avoiding any explicit threats or references to his country's nuclear weapons program. Kim sported a new plastic-framed glasses and his signature shave-size haircut. He spoke of the need to create a turnaround in economic development and raise living standards in the impoverished country. Rwandan President Paul Kagame says he will run for a third term in office in 2017. The announcement during his New Year's Day address Friday comes 1 week after the country voted in a referendum to change the constitution to allow him to run. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.